Well, in our last conversation, we discussed how to handle the individual racism we experience on a daily basis, but what about when it's an industry perpetuating racial stereotypes? Mass media is often criticized for its lack of diversity and stereotypical portrayals. However, Shilpa Deve, assistant professor in American Studies and Media Studies at the University of Virginia, says those criticisms often stem from a binary, that is, black and white, view of race in America, leaving out important parts of the U.S. cultural landscape, such as Asian Americans. Shilpa, who is also author of the book Indian Accents, Brown Voice and Racial Performance in American Television and Film, explains to Current State's Emmanuel Berry that when Asian Americans are portrayed on TV or film, they are frequently cast as the model minority.
Oftentimes when we see Asian and Asian Americans, they're usually put into a category where they're called, for example, a model minority. So that's looking at Asians in respect to other minority cultures. But even when you say the idea of model minority, what does that say about other minorities? So you're creating a hierarchy that's establishing Asians as a particular kind of model for other minorities. But again, according to whom? And that in the whole racial hierarchy is usually according to dominant culture. So I think what you see when you look at media representations is the play of that hierarchy in visual terms or in narrative terms or even in vocal terms. How do people look at what is whiteness and what is blackness? And it's not necessarily skin color. It's the creation of several different kinds of cultural characteristics that come into play. And so in my book, one of the ones that I talk about is how vocal accents become a way of racializing different groups, and then specifically racializing South Asians and Indian Americans, who have traditionally been very difficult to pinpoint in sort of racial hierarchies.
Can you give some examples of what are kind of the typical roles that we see Asian Americans play in cinema and on TV?
There are several different ways of thinking about how do minorities insert themselves into dominant narrative. And there are several different scholars who've talked about this, but the idea is that first, minorities are invisible, that you don't see them at all. Second, that they come into comic narratives. In other words, that they are made fun of and often are the butt of the joke. Third, you start to see minorities in positions of authority that uphold the status quo. For example, judges or cops. And then finally, you get to this point where there's a diversity of characters so that you see variations of all different sorts of characters. For Asian Americans, a lot of them are in comedy. And comedy is interesting because, yes, it's funny, but then we also have to think about what humor does. And humor often diffuses tense situations. And so when you can laugh about racial discrimination or gender discrimination or any other kind of prejudice, it diffuses the tension around it. And I think that's why we see a lot of minorities that are in comedy. And it diffuses tension, particularly for the dominant group.
Getting to comedy a little bit, I think with Asian Americans and what your book talks a lot about is the role that accents kind of play in comedy featuring Asian Americans. So these accents, they are for humor in some ways, but beyond the humor, I guess, how do they define Asian Americans within the U.S. media landscape?
Mostly they define Asian Americans as foreign, as not American. I think when you look at different racial ethnic groups, there are certain ones that are considered to be part of the American landscape, that you do not question their nationality. But by continually emphasizing the accent as a cultural trait, what these narratives are doing is continually emphasizing the fact that Asians will never be American, that they are always foreign. Instead of expanding the definition of what we think of as American by having Asian American, Latino American, and sort of a wide diversity of people who can encompass the idea of what American means.
I think a good example of that, The Simpsons, which has been on forever, is Apu. He is othered in that sense because of his accent.
Yeah, and I think Apu is an interesting character because the show has been on for almost 25 years now, and so it's gone through multiple generations. And in one sense, Apu, when he first came on, was a revolutionary character because it was the first time that we were really seeing a prominent, you know, Indian animated character. I think what the issue becomes is that any time there is a particular episode that's centered around Apu, he becomes a stand-in for all minorities. And they exaggerate his Indian qualities to the nth degree.
Good rice, good curry, good gande, let's hurry.
Now, of course, The Simpsons is a satire, and so that's what the comedy is going to be about. But I think the episodes that focus on him as an Indian, you know, stereotype him as an engineer or computer science who's now running a quickie mart, or the man who has, you know, 8 children, or, you know, the man who has an arranged marriage, for example.
Mm-hmm.
All of which are sort of cultural characteristics associated with Indians. In the episodes where he's just one of the guys, he's actually he's quite great. And so I think that's sort of what you want to think of with the writers is there a happy medium where you can talk about your racial background, your ethnic background, but not exaggerate it so that it becomes this stereotype that is continually repeated over and over again.
Although there aren't many Asian Americans that are necessarily leading roles in film in particular, there has been a larger number of Asian actors taking on different roles. An example of that would be the latest Star Trek film. We had John Cho, who kind of varied from the stereotype a little bit.
Yeah, and I think part of that is, you know, that's derived from the television show Star Trek, where George Takei was the original Sulu. And so in one sense, they are replacing, you know, one Asian American with another Asian American, which is great. You know, John Cho's Korean American. But he is able to be in a show where he is one of the major players. And also in this last Star Trek movie, he was shown as the captain.
Attention, John Harrison. This is Captain Hikaru Sulu of the USS Enterprise. A shuttle of highly trained officers is on its way to your location. If you do not surrender to them immediately, I will unleash...
He also becomes an action hero, too. He's able to go down and fight. He's able to make command decisions. And so we're seeing as an important player. He's still not the leader. It's always going to be Kirk, Spock, and McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely there.
We have also seen more Asian Americans on TV. Fox has a lineup. They have the show New Girl and The Mindy Project both feature characters who are American Indian or mixed race in the case of CeCe on New Girl. Mm-hmm. How do the stereotypes portrayed in media differ for Asian women than, say, Asian men?
That's actually a really good question because a lot of the research that and a lot of the roles that have been out there have been mostly for men. And so we haven't seen as many for Asian American women and leading roles. And part of this has to do with the stereotypes that we've seen of Asian women who are sort of hypersexualized in Hollywood and television history. And so what CeCe and what Mindy are doing is they're really creating sort of the everyday kind of Asian American woman and some of the issues that they might face. Again, in a comedy. And I guess the great thing about Mindy Kaling is not only is she headlining her show, and she's, you know, the second Asian American woman to do so. Margaret Cho was the first back in the 90s. But she also has a lot of creative and production control over the message that she's sending. And part of this is Mindy Kaling's extensive experience in television, screenwriting, and also television shows. And so what this shows is that, you know, she's aware of being Indian, and she talks about that in her show, but that's not the only defining aspect of the show.
Okay, cool. You always correct me when I sound racist.
I don't correct you, and you didn't sound racist.
And yeah, we're lame, we're Hindu, we use Groupon for burritos. But you know what? That's our lot in life, and we love it. So why don't you just leave the Lahiris alone, and to burrito time.
Boom.
She's, you know, the central character, and she talks about being Indian, and she's brought in her Indian brother, and she brings it into the conversation. But it's not her only defining characteristic. And that's sort of the really interesting move that she's making, and that some of the newer actors and actresses are doing, is that your race and ethnicity is part of your everyday reality, but it is not the point of focus for every particular narrative.
I think you've already gotten into it a little bit with that last question, but what needs to be done to change, grow, and diversify the portrayal of Asian Americans in media, whether that's the number or the types of roles that are available or that people are seeing?
Well, as I mentioned before, it's great to have more Asian Americans and a diversity of characters on all different kinds of shows. I'd like to see not just comedies, but more Asian Americans in dramas. And so I'd like to see more dramas where the women have and the men have different kinds of roles. But the real key factor to this is also getting Asian Americans to be more productive in terms of their screenwriting, making more movies, and getting Asian Americans in all different aspects of the industry. And there are a lot of Asian Americans in the industry, but they're not necessarily the ones who are putting the narratives out of there. So I'd love to see more writers, more directors, more producers who can say there are these different kinds of narratives that are out there. That's the Hollywood and the television industry, and in the independent movies, there are a lot of Asian Americans. And in the online community, there are a multitude of Asian Americans who are putting out their own products, too, on YouTube and in other ways. So I think part of it is getting the message out there so that it's not just niche communities who are seeing all these different kinds of Asian American narratives, but also making it part of the popular narrative, too.
Shilpa, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Shilpa Devay is the author of Indian Accents, Brown Voice, and Racial Performance in American Television and Film. She also serves as an assistant professor of media studies at the University of Virginia's College of Arts and Sciences. She'll be speaking at MSU on Friday as part of the Asian Invasion Myth Symposium.